Competing Against Luck: The Story of Innovation and Customer Choice, by Clayton M. Christensen, Taddy Hall, Karen Dillon, and Davis S. Duncan. You think you know just what your customers would like, but in reality, it can feel pretty hit or miss. Place enough bets, and with a bit of luck, something will work out. The foundation of our thinking is the theory of jobs to be done, which focuses on deeply understanding your customers' struggle for progress and then creating the right solution and set of experiences to ensure you solve your customers' jobs well, every time. Jobs theory and innovation. Innovators are left to mix, match, and often misapply inadequate concepts and terminology designed for other purposes. We are awash in data, frameworks, customer categories, and performance metrics intended for other purposes on the assumption that they're helpful for innovation too. And in spite of all of this, a lot of innovation effort is ultimately assumed to be a consequence of good luck anyway. At its heart, we believe jobs theory provides a powerful way of understanding the causal mechanism of customer behavior, an understanding that, in turn, is the most fundamental driver of innovation success. Shifting competitive landscape. For innovators, understanding the job is to understand what consumers most care about in that moment of trying to make progress. Understanding the circumstance-specific hiring criteria triggers a whole series of important insights. But from a jobs theory perspective, the competition is seldom limited to products that the market chooses to lump into the same category. The limits of job theory. That's not to say that jobs theory is the answer for every question. The nature of the problem at hand will dictate if it's the best theory to understand what's causing what. We believe jobs theory will make an enormous difference in the quest to shift innovation from a game of chance to predictable endeavor. Jobs in the wild. Because jobs theory uncovers the cause of why consumers make the choices they do, it's useful in a wide range of industries and organizations, from the simplest consumer packaged goods to complex business-to-business solutions. In every case, uncovering why customers make choices allows organizations to better create solutions for those who get hired. Job hunting. So where are all these jobs just waiting to be discovered, and how do you find them? The solution lies not in the tools you're using, but in what you are looking for and how you piece your observations together. If you can spot barriers to progress or frustrating experiences, you found the first clues that an innovation opportunity is at hand. Jobs theory is an integration tool, a way to make sense of the complex combination of needs that are driving consumer choices in particular circumstances. Where are the jobs? Some of the most significant advances in science come on the heels of bright minds observing all of the same things with all the same tools for years and years before someone with fresh eyes comes with a breakthrough. We offer here 5 ways to uncover jobs that might be right in front of you if you know what you're looking for. 1. Finding a job close to home. In the context of the data-obsessed world, it might be a surprise that some of the world's greatest innovations have succeeded with little or more than their own intuition about a job to be done to guide their efforts. Tell me you understood what that meant. The good news is you don't need to rely on personal inspiration to uncover a job that might provide a valuable innovation opportunity for your organization. You can learn a lot just by watching the customers you do and don't already have, but you have to know what you're looking for. 2. Competing with nothing. You can learn as much about a job to be done from people who aren't hiring any product or services you can from those who are. We call this non-consumption, when consumers can't find any solution that actually satisfies their job and they opt to do nothing instead. Too often companies consider only how they can grab shares away from competitors, but not where they can find unseen demand. Number 3. Workarounds and compensating behaviors. As an innovator, spotting consumers who are struggling to resolve a job to be done by cobbling together workarounds or compensating behaviors should cause your heart to beat a little faster. You've spotted potential customers who are so unhappy with the available solution to a job they very deeply want to solve that they're going to great lengths to create their own solution. Whenever you see a compensating behavior, pay very close attention because it's likely a clue that there is an innovation opportunity waiting to be seized. Number 4. Look for what people don't want to do. I think I have as many jobs of not wanting to do something as ones that I want to positively do. I call them negative jobs. In my experience, negative jobs are often the best innovation opportunities. Number 5. Unusual uses. You can learn a lot by observing how your customers use your products, especially when they use them in a way that is different from what your company has envisioned. The emotional score. If you are to create products and services that customers want to pull into their lives, you have to drill deep and look wide, identifying not only the functional, but also the social and emotional dimensions of the progress your customers are trying to make. Even the most experienced innovators can miss rich opportunities that are buried in the context of understanding a job well if their focus is too narrow. How to hear what your customers don't say. Most companies want to stay closely connected to their customers to make sure they're creating the products and services those customers want. Rarely, though, can customers articulate their requirements accurately or completely. Their motivations are more complex, and their pathways to purchase more elaborate than they can describe. The moment a consumer brings a purchase into his or her home or business, that product is still waiting to be hired again. We call this the little hire. If a product really solves the job, there will be many moments of consumption. Integrating around a job. Organizations typically structure themselves around function, business unit, or geography, but successful growth companies optimize around the job. Competitive advantage is conferred through an organization's unique processes, the ways it integrates across functions to perform the customer's job. The main organizing principle is a process to get the right things in the right sequence to get the job done. The three fallacies of innovation data. Even great companies veer off course in nailing the job for their customers and focus instead on nailing the job for themselves. In our research and experience, that's because companies fall into believing one of three fallacies. Number one, the fallacy of active versus passive data. Making meaning out of the jumble of real-life experiences is not about tabulating data, but about assembling the narrative that reveals the job to be done. Innovators have to immerse themselves in the messy context of real life to figure out what potentially successful new products might offer to customers. Number two, the fallacy of surface growth. When a company makes big investments in developing relationships with customers, natural incentives arise to find ways to sell more products to existing customers. It's very small, and the profit is so alluring. We call this surface growth. Companies see products all around them made by other companies and decide to copy or acquire them. But in doing so, companies often end up trying to create many products for many customers and lose focus on the job that brought them success in the first place. Number three, the fallacy of conforming data. Data has an annoying way of conforming itself to support whatever point of view we want it to support. Psychologists have explained that when we hold conflicting ideas or beliefs in our minds, this dissonance produces reactions of stress and anxiety that we naturally seek to minimize and avoid. As data comes in, it's not that we lose objectivity, we never had it to begin with. So often, companies are blindsided by a competitor's innovation or what turns out to be a missed opportunity. The boundaries of the theory. Defining a job at the right level of abstraction is critical to ensuring that the theory is useful. This can be more art than science, but there is a good rule of thumb. If the architecture of the system or product can only be met by products within the same product class, the concept of the job to be done does not apply. If only products in the same class can solve the problem, you're not uncovering a job. How theory helps you. If you know how innovation works, what truly causes innovation to succeed, your efforts don't have to be left to fate. We've allowed ourselves to believe that luck is essential for far too long. I've spent years gathering evidence so that you can put your time, energy, and resources into creating products and services that you can predict, in advance, customers will be eager to hire. Leave relying on luck to the other guys.